This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Well, if that didn't get everyone in the mood, I don't know what would. That one-hit wonder.
I can't believe it.
Tainted Love.
Yeah. Lord. I thought they were... Okay. There you go.
Look, we have had some great people in the studio with us tonight.
Yeah.
And I'm about to introduce someone who actually doesn't need any introduction.
Really?
He's an incredible supporter of Joy.
Oh.
He's a beacon of the gay community here in Melbourne, the first and only same-sex married mayor in Australia, and unfortunately an all-round good gay, Stonington City Council Mayor, Councillor Steve Stephanopoulos.
Good evening. How are you, folks?
Hey.
Hello, Steve.
Lovely to see you.
Thank you. Lovely to be on Joy this evening.
Now, the fact that we've let you into Bad Gays, being such a good gay, it's a bit of a stretch for us, but we're going to work. You're going to have to work with us, Steve.
You don't know what's behind the curtain, darling.
Here we go.
Look, I'm going to start off with a being in politics. And over the last few years, politics has, at the local, state and federal level, it's become a really dirty game. And many people, myself included, have become really disengaged and disillusioned with politicians. And that's from someone who used to work in Canberra. So since you became mayor in 2017, have you seen that there have been any positive changes playing out at the local level?
Well, can I just say that the inner city group of councils, so the City of Melbourne, City of Yarra, City of Port Phillip, Stonington and Maribyrnong, all work as a partnership, as a fivesome. So we do lots of planning and strategic thinking together as a group. So we generally get along very, very well. And then there are other partnerships across Metro Melbourne that we belong to as well. And the Lord Mayor Sally Capp, who's a very good friend of mine, also has a quarterly luncheon with all the inner city mayors. So we include Hobsons Bay, Moonee Valley and Moreland as well in that group, which is fantastic. So we generally get along pretty well. And local government, as far as I'm concerned, is closest level to the people in the community. So we get to have that closest interaction. We collect your trash. We jab you in the arm if you need an injection. You know, we mow your lawns in your parks and gardens. We do the chapel of chapels, as you were talking about before with your previous guest. So we do art and entertainment and the like. So we are the closest government to the people. And yes, it can be difficult at times, and there have been some difficult councils and mayors and councillors, not only in Victoria but across Australia. But generally, as a whole, we're pretty good, I would say.
Excellent.
Love a positive outtake. Yes.
Always positive. My glass is always half full, never half empty. I'm an optimist.
Yeah, it's the way to be.
And an all-round good guy.
Yeah.
So you're in here tonight to tell us a little bit about Night of Pride.
Correct. Night of Pride is this year's mayor's charity fundraiser, and the City of Stonington mayor can choose whatever charity he or she wants to be the fundraising event. And I decided that the Pride Centre needed to be elevated. And as you said, Australia's first and only same-sex married mayor, I thought it was important to elevate that and use my position to elevate a charity that would otherwise not be known in the wider community out of the GLBTIQ+ community. And for me, what I decided to do is partner with the Pride Centre, who are building as we speak down on Fitzroy Street on land that was given to them by the City of Port Phillip. And we're hopefully going to raise quite a considerable amount of money that will go to their theatreette. That's the project that we're aiming for. And so it's an event that's happening at the Malvern Town Hall on the Thursday, the 31st of October. And tickets are $150 each. And you get a 3-course meal plus canapes and a drink upon arrival. And you get an array of entertainers throughout the night. So our host...
Got some big names.
We do. So we have Dolly Diamond. She's our hostess with the mostest on the evening, which is fantastic. We also have Mama Alto. If you don't know of her, she's an amazing singer. We have Scott Cameron, who is going to play our organ. Now, most people have no idea that the Malvern Town Hall has this amazing organ, so he'll be playing that. We have David Vigona. If you don't know David, he's a great Melbourne DJ. He'll be swinging tunes upstairs in the upper foyer now onto the balcony before we all rock inside. So there's quite a number of entertainment. And, of course, we've also got a couple of drags as well in the end.
You have to have a few drags.
Yeah. Got a few drags. So Millie Minogue was my first one. I said, Millie, can you please? And she said, yes. And what's amazing is that all these entertainers are giving their time for nothing. So lots of great community, you know, cooperation and people just giving their time because they believe in the Pride Centre, which is excellent.
It is, it is. And it's going to be amazing. And the evening sounds absolutely amazing.
It is. It's quite good. It's we've got about 380 seats and it's just an amazing event. Lots of goods have been donated too from the for the event, for the auction. So we've got Qantas as a sponsor, we've got the AFL, Cricket Victoria. We've got a four-day pass to the Australian Grand Prix that's being given away. Wow. Australian tennis at the Open. We've also got a four-day grand pass there. The Australian Ballet, the Arts Centre. We've got a number of different cafes, restaurants and bars. You can get a $300 voucher to one of Stonington's amazing restaurants and cafes for next to nothing if you want to bid on the night.
Sounds fantastic.
Oh, it doesn't sound like there isn't. There's anything missing.
There
isn't. It's going to be a hoot.
Absolutely. It's going to be a hoot, that's for sure, definitely.
Yeah. Well, thank you for coming in tonight, Steve. That's been really fantastic and good luck with the Night of Pride. I think it's going to sound fantastic. It sounds fantastic. It's going to be fantastic. And I'm sure the 360 seats are going to be sold out.
I'm sure so too.
Absolutely guarantee it. So thanks, Steve, for coming in and joining us on Bad Gays. And unfortunately, no, you haven't clicked over into the bad gay mark, Steve.
Drats.
You're a good gay and we love you for it. Absolutely.
Thank you.
You're with us here on Bad Gays.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.